The difference between a 37% tax bill and a 0% one is how long you held the stock. The IRS taxes profits on investments differently depending on how long you held them. Selling too soon can cost you up to 37 cents on every dollar of gain. Waiting at least a year can cut that to zero for many households. The simple version. If you sell a stock you have owned for less than 1 year, the IRS taxes that profit at your ordinary income tax rate, which can be as high as 37% in 2026 IRS. If you wait until you have owned it for at least 1 year and 1 day, the profit is taxed as a long-term capital gain at a rate of 0%, 15%, or 20% depending on your total income. The same $10,000 profit, sold one. This is not a loophole or a trick. It is a deliberate design in the tax code, and the holding period clock is mechanical. It starts the day after you buy and ends the day you sell. If you are investing in a taxable brokerage account, understanding this rule is one of the most direct ways to keep more of what your investments actually earn. The numbers. Short-term capital gains assets held 1 year or less are taxed as ordinary income at rates from 10% to 37% in 2026 IRS, REV, PROC, 2025 to 32. Long-term capital gains rates for 2026. 0% for single filers with taxable income up to $49,450. 15% from $49,451 to $545,500. 20% above $545,500 IRS, REV, PROC, 2025 to 32. For married filing jointly, the 0% long-term rate applies up to $98,900 in taxable income in 2026 IRS, REV, PROC, 2025 to 32. The top short-term rate of 37% applies to single filers with taxable income above $640,600 in 2026 IRS, REV, PROC, 2025 to 32. High earners may also owe an additional 3.8% net investment income tax on investment gains, stacking on top of the capital gains rate IRS, Form 8960 instructions. Assets held inside a traditional IRA or 401k are not subject to capital gains tax at sale. Instead, withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income IRS publication 590B. Assets held inside a Roth IRA or Roth 401k are not subject to capital gains tax at all on qualifying distributions IRS publication 590B. How the one-year clock actually works. The holding period starts the day after your purchase date and ends on the sale date. Buy on July 9, 2025, and you become eligible for long-term treatment on July 10, 2026, not July 9. That one-day gap trips up more investors than almost any other detail in tax law. Your brokerage will report whether a gain is short-term or long-term on your 1099B, but the classification happens at the IRS. The rate differences are not uniform across income levels, which matters for planning. A household with $80,000 in taxable income filing jointly pays 0% on long-term gains. The same household, if they sold the same position 1 month too early, would pay 22% on those gains as ordinary income. The gap is not theoretical. It shows up on your tax return as a real dollar difference. Tax loss harvesting is the flip side of this mechanic. If you have a losing position, selling it intentionally can offset gains elsewhere in your portfolio. Short-term losses offset short-term gains first, and long-term losses offset long-term gains first. Losses in excess of gains can offset up to $3,000 of ordinary income per year, with the remainder carried forward to future years IRS publication 550. None of this applies inside a 401k, IRA, or Roth account. Those accounts grow without triggering capital gains events when you sell or rebalance inside the account. This is one of the structural reasons financial education consistently highlights tax-advantaged accounts as the first place to invest before a taxable brokerage account. The capital gains rules only matter for money already sitting in a taxable account. The real cost lends on a $10,000 gain for a single filer earning $90,000. Take a single filer with $90,000 in taxable income in 2026 who sells a stock position with a $10,000 profit. The only variable is whether they held the position for 11 months or 13 months. Short-term scenario held 11 months. The $10,000 gain is taxed as ordinary income at the 22% marginal rate. Tax owed, $2,200. Net gain after tax, $7,800. Long-term scenario held 13 months. The $10,000 gain falls in the 15% long-term capital gains bracket. Tax owed, $1,500. Net gain after tax, $8,500. Difference from waiting 2 extra months, $700 more in your account on a single $10,000 gain. If that $700 difference is reinvested and compounds at 7% annually for 20 years, it grows to roughly $2,700 standard compound interest formula, not a prediction or a guarantee. The $700 is not the point on its own. The point is that the tax code is designed to reward patience, and the cost of impatience is paid immediately in cash at tax time. For investors making multiple trades per year in a taxable account, the cumulative drag from short-term treatment can easily outpace the cost of an investment fee. The IRS does not care why you sold early. It only cares how long you waited. 2 extra months on a $10,000 gain can be worth $700 in your pocket every time. What this means? The capital gains tax rate structure is one of the clearest examples of the tax code creating a direct behavioral incentive. Holding an investment for 1 year and 1 day is not just patience. It is the threshold at which the federal government taxes your profit at a lower rate. For investors in the 22% or higher ordinary income bracket who qualify for the 15% long-term rate, every gain they convert from short-term to long-term saves them. This matters most in taxable brokerage accounts where selling triggers a taxable event. Inside a 401k or IRA, the rules do not apply. Inside a Roth account, qualified distributions avoid capital gains entirely. Understanding where your money sits and which rules apply to that account type is the foundation of making sense of your actual tax bill when you eventually sell. What this is not. This is not advice on whether to buy, hold, or sell any specific investment. This is not a prediction about where tax rates or brackets will be in future years. Congress can and does change capital gains rates. The rates in this article are for 2026 as published by the IRS. This is not a recommendation to delay selling a position that is deteriorating simply to qualify for long-term treatment. Holding a losing position for tax purposes can cost. Sources: IRS, https://www.irs.gov. IRS publication 550 Investment, Income, and Expenses. https://www.irs.gov/publications/p550. IRS publication 590B Distributions from Individual Retirement Arrangements. https://www.irs.gov/publications/p590b. U.S. Treasury, https://www.treasury.gov.